is our returning champion, Skip Jordan, from Marina Del Rey, California. Stand by to see Skip play for a grand piano valued at $9,915. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Nissan 300ZX valued at $24,408 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of the show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. I thank you. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Nice to have you here, and we're delighted to welcome back our champion, Skip Jordan. Hi, Skip.
Hi, Jim.
Good to see you again.
Thank you.
You have built a pretty good bank account now, and as our friends at home know, if you don't buy and put that money in the bank, keep getting bigger and better prizes you can buy. $335 you've got right now. You are $10 away with a win from that grand piano. And intriguing, and I do want to mention it because I know you have been looking. You are $110 away from a great trailer worth over $16,000, and that you kind of like.
But it gets tougher every time.
It does indeed. Well, I'm sure we're going to make it tough for you right now because Summer Bartholomew is going to introduce a couple of very good players. Hello there, Summer.
Hello.
I bet you have good players for us.
I certainly do for our first contestant. She's a former hula hoop champion originally from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Let's welcome Bobbin Vandenberg.
Hello there, Bobbin.
Our second contestant acts and works in children's theater from Kansas City, Missouri. Give a warm welcome to Kevin Brief.
Hi there, Kevin. And we'll see you a little later with some missing bargains, Summer. Thank you. Kevin, you act and work in children's theater.
Yes, I'm an actor, and on my trek to stardom, I've been touring the Midwest doing children's theater for the past year.
Well, that's got to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's a kick. The kids are wonderful.
Yeah, they get into whatever you're doing, right?
Oh, yeah,
they believe it.
Come up on stage sometimes and things like that, but it's really fulfilling in a lot of ways.
That's terrific. Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you.
And Bobbin, talking about things being fulfilling, a hula hoop champion.
You bet.
How did that come to be?
Well, my talent was that I only twirled one hula hoop, but I did it while running, sort of 60-yard dash style.
When did you get a chance to do this?
Quite a few years ago.
Oh, okay. Right. Nice to have you here as well.
Thank you very much.
Good luck to all three of you. We will start you off with $20, and I'll start you off with this question. Michael Keaton plays an auto worker who turns housekeeper. Skip?
Mom.
In a movie comedy called Mr. What, All We Wanted Was Mom, you're right. $5 for the correct answer. Wow, I was going to give you Mr. and you needed to say Mom, you did. And you're on the plus side to the tune of five. Name the mighty warrior of Greek myth whose only vulnerable spot was his heel. Skip.
Achilles.
Achilles with the heel. And again, another $5 for the correct answer. Skip goes to 30. Name the country where the first prime minister was named David Ben-Gurion. Kevin.
Israel.
Israel is right. Kevin has heard some. He gets his first five on the plus side, 25. According to the adage, who laughs best? Skip.
He who laughs last.
Yeah, boy, everyone went for that buzzer. Skip was first, and he gets another five. You're right, going to 35. Boston, romaine, and red leaf are all Bobbin.
Lettuce.
That's what they are. That's the way. Bobbin beat him this time. Goes to 25. But it is time now for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead gets the opportunity to buy bargain merchandise. Skip. You've got a $10 lead over Bobbin and Kevin. Remember, a sale surprise with a bonus could come up at any time. $10 lead. You could buy this.
Skip, stay tuned for more Sale of the Century on Sharp's 19-inch color TV with detachable remote control and channel flashback, permitting instant alternate viewing of two previously selected channels. Furnished by Sharp, this TV is normally priced at $635. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Well, that's very nice. Very nice. 19-inch color television. You can get previously selected channels back. All the latest innovations.
You'll love it.
Skip, you've got a $15 lead. And with a lovely $635 television, it would cost you only $5. I'm leaving the price right where it is. You want it, it'll cost you five little dollars. Going once.
Too fast.
Going twice.
Too quick for me.
No sale. Skip doesn't want to buy it for five.
Too quick.
Hanging on to that $10 lead. Name the actor who got the Tootsie role in the film, Kevin.
Somebody.
Somebody, yes. The man is an actor. Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, Tootsie. Ong. Yeah.
Oh,
I thought
yes.
You meant the candy.
The role in Tootsie. Also, Tootsie Roll.
That's cute, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Kevin didn't find that too cute when he loses $5 for the incorrect answer. Sorry about that, Kevin. All the news that's fit to print is the motto, Skip.
The New York Times.
That's exactly what it is, and Skip goes to 40, yeah. In the classic novel by Alexandre Dumas, A character named Edmond Dantes. Kevin.
Count of Monte Cristo.
That's exactly who it is. Okay, this time you got it. And Kevin goes to 25. Yes. Time now for the Fame Game, where we play not for $5, but for a pick of the board, where there is a $5 money card, $10 money card, lovely prizes, maybe some cash. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I am an actress born in Texas in 1949 and given the first names Mary Elizabeth. I am blonde and blue-eyed and began in films in the early 70s. I specialized in weird teenage roles. Kevin.
Sissy Spacek.
Very nicely solved with limited information. Yes. Kevin, nine numbers up there. Which one looks good to you?
Number seven, please.
And behind number seven, we have the mantle clock. Michael C. Fina's 18-pin Americana mantle clock with a Westminster quarter-hour striking movement in the genuine walnut hand-rubbed case. Furnished by the Michael C. Fina Company.
That's very nice. That's a $425 clock, Kevin. And that is yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. Do enjoy that. We're enjoying a good game with these nice people. We'll be right back to it after this. Well, our champion Skip Jordan already has enough money for that grand piano worth almost $10,000, but of course he must win. Right now he enjoys a $15 lead. We are back with this. What fruit is identified as winesap, Macintosh? Skip?
Apples.
They are all apples. You are right. Beating Bob into the buzzer. Skip goes to 45. Little Richard is famous for pounding on the piano and singing at the top of his lungs. Good golly, Kevin.
Miss Molly.
You got it, Miss Molly. Yeah, sounds like you could sing that too, Kevin. Kevin up to 30 in second place. This Spanish word means bravo and is usually shouted, Bobbin.
Ole!
At the end of a bullfight, ole. Yes, indeed. And Bobbin is right. She goes to 30. It's the most widely celebrated Christian holiday. It's also known, Skip?
Easter.
No, as the Feast of the Nativity, name this holiday after the other one, Christmas. And you lose $5 for the incorrect answer, going down to 40, but still in the lead, Skip. You've got a $10 lead. Again, an instant bargain. You didn't want to buy before. Can we interest you in this?
Oh, Skip, you can snuggle up to someone special on this beautiful love seat. Country-style craftsmanship marks this lovely tuxedo-style love seat. The soft cotton upholstery is as attractive as it is comfortable. Furnished by Tradition House, this lovely sofa is normally priced at $966. And today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11.
Very nice. Beautiful sofa. You and your wife could sit on the love seat and watch the television you didn't buy.
Think about it. Yeah.
It's a $966 sofa. Now, you have a $10 lead. If I sold it to you for $11, you would be trailing. And I wouldn't want you to be trailing. I do like ties, though, Skip. I love ties. So I'll knock a dollar off the price. You can have it for $10. And you would be in a three-way tie, an ample opportunity to get back in the lead. You've already got enough money for the piano. All you've got to do is win. Going right. Once.
I'm excited.
All you
got to
do is win. Going twice.
I'd be excited.
And
just got to win.
Sale. $10 lead, not enough as he's closing in on the big things. Back with this. This large marine mammal is the only seal. Skip?
Walrus.
The only seal with tusks, I was going to say. And you are right in saying walrus. Woo. Good anticipation. What was the name of Charles Lindbergh's airplane? Skip.
Spirit of St. Louis.
You got it. Two in a row with the champion. He begins to make a move, hitting the $50 mark. This mountain range boasts 9 of the 10 tallest mountain peaks. Kevin?
The Himalayas.
Himalayas is exactly right. 9 of the 10 tallest mountain peaks in the world are there. Kevin up to 35, second place all to himself. It was a layout back somersault with a double twist. Skip.
Diving Luganus.
Oh, this time the quick buzzer with a score of a perfect 10 captured America's first Olympic gold medal for a woman in gymnastics, Mary Lou Retton. Mary Lou Retton. And this time the quick buzzer cost him. He loses 5, down to 45. $10 lead over Kevin. It is frozen, dark, and dead, and it's the smallest planet in the solar system. Kevin.
Mercury.
No. Nope. Pluto.
Pluto.
Pluto,
right.
Yes.
Yes.
He's giving me $5. I was like, no, it's Pluto, yes. Frozen, dark, and very small. Sounds like my dressing room. We'll be right back right after this. Well, Kevin and Bobbin have been pushing the champion, but they can't quite overtake him up to now. Kevin and Bobbin both at 30. Skip with a $15 lead at 45. Talking about 15, we've added a $15 money card up there on the board. Second crack at the Fame Game. A lot of information. Buzz in when you know the identity of a famous animal. In my wild state, I can be dangerous. I am the largest American land animal with a large neck and head and a pronounced hump. What? Skip.
A buffalo.
Buffalo is exactly what it is. Just beating everyone on the buzzer. Kevin and Bob and both said, yeah, he's right, but he gets that pick of the board, Skip.
Three.
And behind number three, we have $5!
Irons a money card, and every money card so important to the champion. $5 to be added to his score. Skip goes to 50. He's got a $20 lead. Back with us for all three players. Named for the men who surveyed it, this famous line helped end a boundary. Kevin.
The Mason-Dixon line.
Boundary dispute between Pennsylvania and Maryland. You are right. Mason-Dixon line it is. Kevin again in second place, all to himself. This word comes from the Latin for master. This word comes from the Italian. I beg your pardon. The Italian for master.
Maestro?
What?
Maestro?
Maestro is exactly what it is. Very nicely done. Yes, you've added another five. And I lose five. The judge said I was wrong there. It's from the Italian. You're right. Up to 55. Name the 19th century songwriter who gave us such classics as Beautiful Dreamer, Oh Susanna. Skip.
Stevenson.
No.
Robert.
Stephen Foster. Stephen Foster. And you lose that five. Back down to 50, but still a $15 lead. Skip with an instant bargain. Keep that $15 lead in mind and take a look at this.
Skip, shout, play ball. It's an exciting baseball pinball machine. Get pennant fever and enjoy many of the thrills of the all-American game of baseball in a modern version with realistic ballpark speech and sound effects from Circle International. It's normally priced at $2,195, and today on sale of the century, chores for only $15.
That is terrific.
Nice.
That is one. Greg, you're in your glory with this one, right? That is over $2,000. Great game. That would look so good in a den.
What would
that? Now, but yeah. It costs $15. You would be in a tie with Kevin.
Well, that'd be
no.
exciting.
I just hate to see that. They're having so much fun with that. I wouldn't want to see him taken away from
it. But no, I think it should be. I'm going to let you stay in the lead, Skip. I won't sell it to you for $15. Okay. Sell it to you for $14. $14. You would have might be the difference.
What
you never know.
Silver-tongued devil.
$1 lead you would have, and you would also have.
Yes.
One. Uh-huh. Take me out to the ball game. You hear that?
Yeah, right.
200. To buy you some peanuts and Cracker Jack. Three. I'll give you $500 in cash, and you'll have a $1 lead. You'd have that great
game
machine.
Really excited.
Going once.
Well, you're tough.
Going twice.
Yeah. Come on.
And no sale. Oh,
I can't do it.
Tang's on a $15 lead. We will be right back. That's wonderful. That's a neat game. Where are you going to put it? Champion doesn't want to spend any money on instant bargains. Hanging on to the lead. He's got enough money for that grand piano and a $15 lead. Skip at 50. Kevin at 35. Bob at 30. Anyone can win, really. Good game. Back to it. In the Bible, what wise king was the son of David? Kevin.
Solomon.
Solomon is right. Kevin pulls it within $10 of Skip. The Ohio, the Missouri, and the Arkansas. Kevin?
They're all rivers.
More specific, please.
The rivers that flow into the Mississippi.
Yes, that's exactly what we needed. They are tributaries of what other river? The Mississippi we needed. You add another 5 to 45. The composer and piano virtuoso who wrote the Hungarian Rhapsodies is Franz... Kevin?
Liszt.
Liszt is right. Kevin ties the champion at 50. Wow. Three in a row for the challenger. We've got a tie. We also have a $25 money card up on the board. Get control of that board now. Find that could be the difference. A famous person. I am the daughter of a planter born in 1763. My first husband was a victim of the French Revolution. I narrowly escaped the guillotine. Influential friends helped me become a leader of Parisian society. And at one fashionable home, I met a French soldier. We were married. I helped him. Kevin.
Josephine.
Josephine.
Bonaparte.
Yes, Josephine is exactly. All we needed was Josephine. Josephine Bonaparte, you have that pick of the board, Kevin. You're in a tie right now.
Number 8.
And behind number 8, we have $600
in cash. $600
in cash.
That cash goes right into your pocket. That is yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. But Skip was happy he didn't find any money cards. Where were those three big money cards?
Behind the number 9, behind the number 4, and the number 2.
Number 2 had that big one. Kevin pocketed some cash. We have a tie. We finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. It is Kevin and Skip at 50, Bobbin at 30. Good luck. We start the speed round. Now, in the proverb, what is considered the mother of invention? Skip.
Necessity.
Right. How many lives is a cat said? Skip.
9.
Right. What kind of plant is a saguaro? Skip.
Cactus.
Right. In the game of chess, what do we call the piece that looks like a horse's head? Skip.
Knight.
Right. Name the southern city that is home to the pro football team. Kevin?
Tampa Bay.
Wrong. What kind of animal defeated a snake in Kipling's ring? Skip.
A lion.
Wrong. Name the club whose leader is named Boy George. Skip.
Culture Club.
Right. What is Thomas Edison's middle name? Kevin.
Alva.
Right. Name the author of A Tale of Two Cities. Kevin.
Charles Dickens.
Right. What modern nation was once ruled by William the Conqueror? Kevin.
England.
Right. Name the angel who will supposedly blow his trumpet on Skip.
Peter.
Wrong. How many meters are there in a kilometer?
Skip. 10.
Wrong. Name the southern state that contains the cities of Lafayette and Shreveport. Skip.
Louisiana.
Right. In what African country would you find the city of Marrakesh? Skip.
Algeria.
Wrong. And you lose $5. We have a tie. With that loss, you lose $5. I'll go to a tie-breaking question. Bobbin, you cannot answer. It is between Kevin and Skip. Remember, again, if you answer correctly, you add $5 and win. Answer incorrectly, you lose $5, and you would lose the game. For Kevin and Skip, the tiebreaker. Name the band in Boston author of such sexually candid works as Tropic of Cancer. Skip.
Miller.
Right. You won it with another $5. That's 65. Skip pulls it out for a tiebreaker. Wow. Back to the champion in just a moment. First of all, Marrakesh is in Morocco. How many meters in a kilometer? 1,000. And the angel who blows his trumpet on Judgment Day is Gabriel. And Rikki Tikki Tavi, the snake, it was the mongoose. The mongoose. And we didn't get a chance to finish at the home of the pro football called the Cowboys. I know you would have known it, Kevin. That would be Dallas. And that made a big difference. Well, we've got to say goodbye to Kevin and Bob. And Kevin's certainly not going home empty-handed. You've got the clock. You've got $660 in cash. Well over $1,000 in cash and prizes.
Great.
Good luck with your acting ambitions. Bobbin didn't pick up anything along the way. We have the cash in front of you. Thank you so much for joining us as well. But Skip Jordan pulled it out again, and he goes shopping. Come on up here, Skip. And Kevin was going for his buzzer on that one as well. Congratulations. Well, Skip, you now have $400.
Yes, touch my heart.
I don't know if you want to go to the well again. You've got enough money for this.
Tune up your life with Schaefer and Sons Grand Piano and fill your home with rich melodic sounds. Individually strung, this ebony piano is lovely to look at, to play, and to hear. Furnished by Schaefer and Sons. This great gift, normally priced at $9,915. Yours on sale of the century for only $340.
Just $340, and you have $400. So you easily have enough money for that piano. However, I know that Skip has been eyeing the next thing that we've got. It would take another win, maybe another close match like this one. But $45 more, Skip. We can have this.
Get hitched to this exciting travel trailer, designed for family fun and relaxation. Includes roof air conditioner and sofa bed for your comfort. Furnished by Fleetwood Enterprises. This fabulous trailer, normally priced at $16,016. Yours on sale of the century for only $445.
I mean, $445. You have been looking at that, right?
You bet, because I'm a hunter and a fisherman, and that'd be terrific for my trips.
Wonderful. Over $16,000 it would normally cost, but you, just $445. $45 more and another win. Let me intrigue you further. $530 is all you need for this.
For the tops in driving pleasure, enjoy the Nissan 300ZX. A sporty convertible conversion featuring 5-speed transmission, luxurious interior, and AM/FM stereo. This great car, normally priced at $24,408. Yours on sale of the century for only $530.
$530? You've got $400. You are up among the really big things, so I can tell you, get to $640. All the prizes on the stage would be yours. Get to $750. We'll give you all of those prizes plus this.
A cash jackpot of $54,000.
In total, you get to $750. That would be $120,464 in cash and prizes that you could have. It's been done a couple of times. Maybe you could do it, Skip. But maybe you want to quit after that tiebreaker. $400 buys you the grand piano. But another win, $45 away from the trailer that I know you like. Think about it for a moment, and we'll get your answer right after this.
Okay.
Well, Skip, we were talking about a very tough match there. You had to win it in a tiebreaker, so do you want to try that again? You've got $400. $400 very easily buys you that beautiful grand piano. You can take that and leave us. Or take the risk that you could survive another one because $45 more, $445 in total, and you could have that great trailer that I know you love. But it would take another win. The car is next. All the prizes after that. But let's not talk about that now. Let's talk about simply this. Are you going to take that piano and leave, or are you going to take the risk that you can do it again with the trailer next?
Well, I'm not very musical, but I am an outdoorsman, and I would like to have that trailer. I'll come back.
He's going to come back. He's going to put his $400 in the bank. We will put another $1,000 in the cash jackpot, $55,000. Skip could go home with that trailer if he can win again tomorrow on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.